With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the abduction of hundreds of children in Nigeria.
More than 300 children, boys and girls ages 10 to 18, have been abducted by gunmen in Nigeria. The Christian Association of Nigeria says the kidnapping happened during an attack on a Catholic school in the north central part of the country. Earlier, it was thought that a little more than 200 school children were taken.
A stunning story from Capitol Hill, where Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has announced she's resigning from Congress.
Representative Greene, in a more than 10-minute video posted online, explained her decision and said she's always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in. Greene's resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months, as the congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. President Trump says that Greene could not have survived politically without his endorsement, which he had withdrawn.
Once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived the primary. But I think she's a nice person.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer expects redistricting efforts to continue around the country up till next year's midterm elections.
They've been doing this for a long time. Both sides, I would argue, and we shouldn't say it's Republican-Democrat. It really is. What's the majority in your state? They are going to draw a map that they believe best reflects what that population is and how they protect their majority, and that's just a fact of life.
Republican strategist Darren McGuire advises patience for anybody who's concerned about the economy.
Removing these barriers and making housing more affordable, removing barriers to make food more affordable, that's the affordability revolution that Donald Trump is leading that will boom the economy come 2026.
And that is Republican strategist Darren McGuire, who spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week. This is SRN News. Europe's churches are burning, and correspondent Michael Harrington says not in the figurative sense.
The Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe has released a new study that indicates the number of arson attacks on houses of worship has doubled. There were 94 attempts to burn down churches on the continent in 2024, twice as many as the year before. Meanwhile, there were more than 2,200 separate attacks on Christians and their property last year, with the most taking place in France, followed by the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington reporting.
A warning from the outgoing mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, appearing at an event in Israel this week. He said, quote, "If I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be concerned about my children. We need to be honest about the moment and cannot sugarcoat it." His comments come in the wake of Zohran Mamdani's victory in the mayoral election this month. Mamdani is a Muslim who's spoken out in favor of terrorist groups. This is SRN News. A man with a knife shot and killed by police at a St. Louis airport on Friday.
St. Louis County Police spokesperson Vera Clay said that at about 1 a.m., officers at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport noticed a person in an area where he shouldn't have been and refused to leave.
The Supreme Court considering whether to weigh in on President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship.
The Supreme Court is meeting in private with a high-profile case on its agenda. President Donald Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship that would deny citizenship to children of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The court could say as soon as Monday whether it will hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings that have blocked citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the United States. If the court agrees to step in, arguments probably will be heard in the spring, with a decision expected by early summer.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.